Okay. I think it's recording, Daddy Nuke. Excellent work, Fluke. What log number is it? The last one was 11, so this must be 12.
Good.
Oh, they're coming around.
What hit me? Wait, why am I tied up? Wait, where am I? What's happening? Wait, why am I tied up? You! Who let you out of your box? You! I'll kill you! Untie me, master! I'll make him pay!
Quiet, both of you. I retrieved my ferret from his prison.
What? How could you? Because I'm the real Pharaohs! You're just a copy of me!
Quiet.
Yes, master?
I was uncertain which was which at first. I wasn't sure it mattered. As time has gone on, however, it's become clear that the one who remained was the Doppel, as he's called.
But I'm better than him! No, you're not! You're uglier, for one! Why, you... Untie me, master! I'll show you who the superior ferret is!
No. Even if there was no quantitative difference between the two of you, it's clear that, psychologically, you perceive one. This makes you insecure. You've lashed out in very unproductive ways. Anger means little to me, but it's made it clear that you're too different.
Master likes me more! Master likes me more! Shut up, Pharaohs! Nuke let me throw you away! He doesn't give one shit about you! And you know what? Fuck you, Nuke! You're no better than any of my previous masters! You can't get what you want out of me, so you're just gonna throw me away too!
Oh no, Doppel. I can't do that. I've already told you that I'd never leave you. I keep my promises.
Yeah, right! What you gonna do? Keep us both? No fucking way! I'll bury you the first chance I get, Pharaohs! You won't even get a box! I'll weld a gibbet around you and bury you so far no one will ever find you! You'll wake up with dirt in your mouth and eyes every time you come back to life! You'll...
No.
No?
You clearly aren't thinking in terms of immortality, Pharaohs. Some civilization digs him up in a few thousand years, and we'll have to deal with this all over again. And again, I won't abandon him to that fate.
That's right. You can't get rid of me. I'm immortal, idiot.
I owe this Pharaohs a debt, Doppel. Unfortunately, he can't see the broader picture. I can. I intend to give Pharaohs his revenge on you and put you to use.
What?
I've already etched the appropriate runes into the floor around you.
Oh, God! No, not Magic Master! Please, I'll be good!
First, I'm going to give you a gift.
Wait, why are you touching both our heads, Master?
Quius axelis celiani.
Ah! I was trapped all alone. What did you do to me?
It's a gift. Something you lack. Empathy. You now know what it was like for him in there.
I...
Look at him. Tell him what you feel.
Oh God, Ferris, I'm so sorry.
And now... for my gift to Pharaohs.
Tinalcus. Atenuante. Vasus. Vasaito.
Ah. See? Much more useful. Here, Pharaohs. I'll untie you so you can take it.
What? What did you do to him? What is this?
I broke him down into the base forces that power his immortality and rearranged them. he's caught in a feedback loop of trying to revert to his original form and being held in this shape. I assure you, he is in agony. He can feel, see, and even hear us, but can do nothing.
That's so cool! And it's as much as you fucking deserve, you useless piece of trash. I'm going to throw this in the dumpster, Master. It'll get buried in some landfill and covered in rotting garbage.
Ah, I'm afraid I can't allow that, Pharos. It's far too powerful an artifact to leave laying around.
Powerful?
Yes. See this glowing purple sphere in the center? That's a crystal lattice that holds the energy created by his suffering. It's the same sort of energy generated by sacrifices. The runes along the outside of this cubic stone structure keep it contained and ready to be channeled.
So, like, an energy source for magic? Like a power core?
That's a gross oversimplification. But I suppose you could say that. I may have a use for it in the future, but I will ask your permission before I borrow it. It is yours.
Well, okay, I guess. He's really in there? Suffering for all eternity?
Definitely. I can feel it. Your pain is always so delicious, Pharos. Now, take the time you need to recover. Fluke, please see to your Papa Pharos' needs. Okay, Daddy Nuke. I'll take care of him.
Wait, who the hell is this guy?
Ah, yes. You should review the logs, Pharos. Get up to speed. Everything you need to know is there. I must retire myself. I want to wash off this graveyard dirt and recover my energies.
Hey, you.
Yes?
Can you read and write?
Oh yeah, of course.
Good. You know how to review the logs?
Uh-huh. I watched you. Well, I mean him.
All right. I'm going to go buy a bunch of beer and get shit-faced drunk and piss all over this. Doppel Pharos core thing. You transcribe the right logs and I'll read them.
You don't want to listen?
I don't want to hear his stupid voice.
All right. I'll figure out what you missed, Papa Pharos.
Why are you calling me? Nope, never mind. I don't care. See you later, whatever your name is.
It's Fluke.
Didn't ask!
Well, end of log.